So I think I have more of a comment than an opening question. Wow, another record-breaking day, more than 8,000 new cases. So is this the Thanksgiving fallout?
Could be. I mean, there were a lot of people that tested, and then it was 10.5% of them were positive. Maybe it's coming out of Thanksgiving. Maybe it's a lot of people who are pre-testing to go off to Christmas. But 8,400 people positive in one day. That is extraordinary.
Hospitalizations are up there too, now hovering just under 3,000. And of course, the concern about staffing capacity, now audible among hospitals that haven't been as forthcoming about that concern.
Right. Yes. Last week we wrote something about how hospitals are raising the alarm, and they're really raising the alarm now. Most of them are saying, yeah, it's a big deal. There is one little piece of positivity, and that is that the Kaiser Family Foundation has been doing a tracking poll of people. And compared to May, now 73% of people say they wear a mask every time they leave a home, up 21 percentage points since May.
And vaccines, here they are all over the state. We saw the first shots here in Western North Carolina this week. As expected, there are some hiccups.
The feds are telling states when they'll get their vaccines and how many they'll get. Earlier in the week, they were saying to people, we'll tell you on Friday morning, and by Friday afternoon, you need to tell us where they're going to go. Governor Cooper and Mandy Cohen pushed back, and I think they were not the only ones, governors around the state, you know, pushed back on the feds and said, you know, you need to give us more time to figure out where things are going to go. And sure enough, you know, the Pfizer vaccines that are coming to North Carolina in the next shipment on Monday, there are fewer of them than had originally been anticipated. Now, the good news is that it turns out that it seems you're able to get an extra dose out of those vials, which is great. Maybe that makes up for it. But these are the kinds of problems that we're going to see. The logistics on the ground are going to be challenging. And there are multiple different vaccines with multiple different timelines. The Pfizer vaccine, you have to get your second shot within 21 days. The Moderna vaccine, you get your second shot in 28 days. You know, who knows what the AstraZeneca second shot is going to be like. Also, as a reminder, a lot of vaccines require more than one dose. All those childhood vaccines, they all require more than one dose. We just don't remember them because we were children when we got them. So a lot of this, there's some really complicated logistics. Back when I worked with Doctors Without Borders and we had to do a vaccine campaign for 3,000 children, there were bumps. I cannot imagine doing 3, 4, 5 million people. There are going to be bumps in this state. And, you know, people just need to kind of like it's logistics. It's challenging. It's just what it's going to be.
You know, from the public's perspective, and I'm thinking of myself, I think we keep thinking this is like the flu vaccine and forget that this is a brand new virus.
Yeah, this is novel. We've stopped using novel coronavirus, but it is novel. We do not have any type of immunity to this type of virus that we're walking around with. So we're starting from scratch. Everything is starting from scratch. The only thing that wasn't starting from scratch was developing these vaccines, because these vaccine makers have been working on vaccine technology for years, and they were allowed to, or they were enabled to, pivot and develop the vaccines pretty quickly because they had the groundwork laid. That and the fact that when you talk to these folks, what they'll say is one of the biggest barriers to getting a vaccine up and off the ground, because we say, oh, mumps took 4 years and measles took 7 years. And one of the biggest problems is that researchers spend as much time on their computers writing grants to get money to do the research that they do as they do doing the research. And with COVID, this time, they didn't need to do that because the money was there. So when people say, how did it happen so quickly? It happened so quickly because the money was there, the foundation had been laid, and people cooperated. So we got vaccines really quickly, and now the logistics are going to be challenging, and there are going to be side effects. That's what happens. You have a reaction to a shot.
Let's talk more about that, because that seems to be a concern we're hearing a lot about.
I think that one of the greatest things I heard this week was I listened to a webinar with very famous vaccine researcher Paul Offit, and he talked about a friend of his in North Carolina who was part of the clinical trial, and when he got the second dose, he woke up the next day feeling awful. And he turned to his wife and he said, "Yes, I got the vaccine. I didn't get the placebo." Because if you have a good, solid immune response, you're going to feel pretty crappy the day after you have a vaccine.
So it's more of a signal that the vaccine is doing its job.
It's your body mounting a defense. And it's mounting a defense to something that's not going to kill you, but it's going to remember when the thing that is going to kill you comes to visit.